Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I want to start off with some quotes. These quotes they resound with me. They make sense to me. And when I say these quotes, you'll have a better understanding of what we're going to talk about today. So rather than just say, on today's show, we're going to talk about, I'm going to do it a little bit differently today and see if we can keep you guessing a little bit. Now, let me give you that first quote. It's by Helen Keller. And she says this: alone, we can do so little. Together, we can do so much. You getting a hint yet? All right, well, let me give you another one here. This one's by Michael Jordan, and he says, talent wins games, but teamwork and intelligence win championships. I think he's darn right there. You getting a clue yet? Are you yelling at the radio now? Are you saying, hey, I know exactly what the topic's going to be? Let me try another one here for, you know, some of you may be like, I still don't get it, dude. What are you talking about? All right. So this one's from Napoleon Hill, you know, the guy that wrote Think and Grow Rich. You know, I talked about him kind of ad nauseum last week. But he says this: it is literally true that you can succeed best and quickest by helping others to succeed. You need another one? All right, I'll give you one more. Patrick Lencioni. He says, teamwork begins by building trust. And the only way to do that is to overcome our need for invulnerability. All right, so what is it we're talking about? We're talking about building your team. And I'll tell you what, having a qualified team of qualified people around you is only going to make you succeed no matter what you do in life. Now, on this show, we focus on real estate investing. Yeah. So to be a successful investor, you have to build a team of quality people around you. You really cannot go at this alone. Now, I know there's those of you out there that have that mindset that, you know, believe that, you know, you're nobody can do anything better than you can, and you're just going to tackle every component of real estate investing. And here's what I'm going to suggest to you. You go ahead and try that and see how long it takes for you to burn yourself out. Because I'll tell you what, if you want to be your own accountant, you want to be your own general contractor, you want to be your own plumbing guy, you want to be your own landscaping guy, you want to be your own foundation and roof guy, you want to be, you see where I'm going? There's too many components to the real estate investing game that causes you to not go at it alone. And I'll tell you, having a quality team, there's nothing better than that. You know, let me just put it in the radio context. I have a team of people that support me. They make sure that I've got everything I need in order to do these radio shows. I've got a team of experts that run all the engineering and the sound for me. They make sure I sound the best that I can. You know, they're on my team. Without them, I couldn't do what I'm doing. I've got a vice president at Lifestyles Unlimited that focuses on all things radio. He provides to me support and continuity. He makes sure that everything that I need from the organization is made available to me. There's another gentleman that basically goes through all of our recordings and helps to put those into the podcast so that you get the quality material, even if you can't listen to it live. You know, if I try to do all this stuff myself, I'll be honest with you, I'd fail. I would. I don't have the expertise to run all of the sound boards and all the communication equipment that my engineers and producers run. Can't do it. Okay. Even if you shipped it to my studio and laid it in front of me and you taught me how to do it, I'd probably still screw it up. I need those guys on my team. They are a valuable component to what I do. I'll tell you what, teamwork is essential. Having a quality team is ultimately essential, because you can't go at this real estate investing stuff alone. And one of the things that we do at Lifestyles Unlimited is we actually have what we call a vendor program. What the vendor program is designed to do is to bring to your fingertips all of the people you might need in your real estate business. I mean, we've got everything from accountants to welders and everything in between. It's amazing. I was actually on our vendor website before the show because I wanted to get a better look at, you know, what we've got out there. And boy, I found a list of 945 vendors. Those are our current vendors in the program. That doesn't include people that are in the queue right now that are getting ready to come on to the vendor program. That's 945 organizations that you can choose from to assist you with getting your real estate business up and running. And I'll tell you, the Lifestyles Unlimited Vendor Program is a place where our members can meet a wide variety of vendors who cater to the real estate investor. This is where our members go first to start building their real estate investment team. And building that team is so important. It is critical for you to build that team. It is critical for you to do your goal setting, figure out what it is you're trying to accomplish, and then create and structure that team so that it supports what it is you're trying to do. And let me just read to you the mission statement of our vendor program. It says, the mission of the Lifestyles Unlimited Vendor Program is to create a community where our members develop a strong team of quality vendors to complement our mentoring and education programs. It is our goal to maintain our trusted vendor program of superior value and diversity of services. We strive to create win-win relationships between our members and our vendors, enabling Lifestyles Unlimited members to succeed in building wealth and passive income. And a lot of you are thinking, wow, that's cool. So you've got a pretty robust vendor program. What does it cost to get access to that? Well, I'll be honest with you, it's included in your membership. And all you have to do to check out Lifestyles Unlimited is go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. In that program, we'll talk to you a little bit about our vendor program, and you'll be amazed. We'll be back right after this.
Del Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. On today's show, we're talking about building your team. You know, I don't care what you do in life. You need a solid team around you. Otherwise, you're going to go through life by yourself as a lone wolf, trying to accomplish and do everything on your own. And I will tell you, it's going to burn you out. It will. I had a, well, I guess I could call him a friend, more of an associate. And this is back when I was working for a city municipality. And this gentleman came in to apply for some tax increment financing stuff. I just got all weird on you with the crazy high level municipal things. Anyhow, what it was a program where you could use tax revenues that were perceived to be garnered from the area where you're going to do improvements, and that you could use those tax dollars as a benefit to help offset the cost of doing your improvement. Well, anyhow, I met this gentleman, and he was focused on doing little retail shopping centers. So what he would do is he would go find a distressed property. He would determine whether or not he could renovate that property, or if he needed to basically level the whole thing and then start from the ground up. Well, on this particular project that he was working on, this was a project where he needed to eliminate what was there, and he needed to start from the ground up. Well, part of the issue he had with this property was some easements that he needed to deal with. And, you know, to be honest with you, instead of him hiring somebody that knows how to deal with easements to coordinate with the city, he went about it by himself, and it caused him a problem because he became emotionally involved with the whole process. You see, the people that control easements and stuff, they're not necessarily the most fast-acting people, but if he had bothered to find somebody to put on his team that was familiar with doing these types of things, he probably would not have had as many problems as he had. Now, to exacerbate the problem, you know, when I sat down and had a conversation with him one day, you know, I found out this. He was his own team, and he was proud of it. He did his own accounting. He did his own planning. He did his own coordination with the city. He did everything that was required to do in order to, you know, petition for the tax benefits that we were making available to him. And ironically, he was his worst enemy because he was a poor presenter. He just did a lot of things wrong. And we finally had to pull him aside and say, look, man, why don't you let us take the lead on this? Because we know your project. We know what you're trying to accomplish. We've done this hundreds of times. We'll present the information on your behalf to the decision-making authorities, and we will help to garner a favorable decision for you. Even though we're part of the city, that was part of what we did because we did economic development. Well, you would have thought that we had literally just put a knife in the guy's throat because he was so used to doing everything on his own. But what he didn't understand was he was his own problem, and he was creating a situation where he was not going to get the tax increment financing that he was looking for. So once he agreed to step to the sideline to allow us to come onto his team to assist him with getting his issue through city council, we got it done. We managed to save this guy's project because he needed that tax increment financing in order to do the project. Now, what am I getting at? Well, basically this. You can't do things alone. You really can't. I mean, you know, there's a reason why people get married. It's so you have a partner in life. There's a reason why a soldier has a battle buddy so that they don't go into harm's way by themselves. They've got somebody there that can assist them. As a matter of fact, those battle buddies in the military form organizations called teams. And then those organizations of teams form squads, and those squads form platoons, which form companies, which form battalions, which, you know, I'm just going on and on. But it's a teamwork effort in the military. It is a teamwork effort between all the different branches of the military. We can't do the things that we do without a team effort. Now, just to give you an example, there's a lot of chaos going on in the world right now. You know, it's like we went from coronavirus to let's burn every major city down in the United States. And that's creating a lot of problems. But you've got teams out there that are working to quell the violence, you know, and these teams are law enforcement. They're also members of the military that are being called out to provide supplemental support to those teams. So essentially you're bringing the military onto the law enforcement team, and they're working in concert with each other to try and restore peace and try and restore, you know, a sense of life that we would all like to get back to. And I'll tell you, we've got a lot of Lifestyles Unlimited members that are out there in harm's way right now. They are law enforcement. They are firefighters. They are members of the military. Heck, my own son, he just commissioned as a second lieutenant. You know what his first assignment was? Called to riot duty. So he is up in a place called Camp Mabry, which is in Austin, Texas, and he is going through the preliminary training he needs to go through, because he is going to take a team of soldiers to Houston to help protect the peace, because George Floyd is going to be basically, he's going to have a funeral service there. And to be honest with you, I think the gentleman deserves the utmost respect. You know, I think what happened to him was criminal. And I think that the team that did that to him deserves everything that they get. They should rot in jail for all I care, because that's an example of a team that's gone afoul. But that's not the kind of team that you're going to build. You're going to build a team of people that will be there to surround you. This is very important. Now, how do you go about building the team? Well, it kind of goes back to all the stuff I've been talking about with goal setting. You have to set your goals. You have to understand what your vision for the future is going to be. And you design your goals and your objectives to meet that vision, to meet that instated event. You know, and maybe that's I'm going to own, you know, 4 single family homes by the end of 2021. I don't know what your goal is, but you've got to set a goal, and it needs to be realistic. It needs to be smart. And if you don't recall the SMART, go back to the podcast at lifestylesunlimited.com. I did a whole show, believe it was, oh my gosh, probably yesterday, or it was Monday. And, we talked about those things. So I think it's very important. And you need to do those things before you start building your team, because you could be putting the wrong people on your team. What you need on your team are the people that complement what you're trying to do. You're not just building a team for the sake of having people available, because you can always bring quality people onto your team. So it's more important to organize that team based on the goals and objectives you set for yourself with real estate investing. And I'll tell you, for those of you that are still on the fence, you're trying to figure out if this real estate investing is for you, do this. Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. Get yourself registered for an upcoming free workshop. You will not be disappointed.
The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, that's exactly what we're trying to do today, is we're trying to help you become financially free. And we're doing so by helping you understand how to build your team. You see, that team that surrounds you is paramount to your success. And the people that you select, you should select the people that are going to multiply your abilities. In other words, they're going to be able to go out and do things better, faster, more efficient than you could do on your own. And that's part of the reason you bring these people on your team. So in the last segment, I was imploring you that, you know, you've got to set goals and objectives for yourself. Those goals and objectives must be in place so that you can put a strategy together so that you can achieve those goals and objectives, so that you can achieve your vision. It's very important that you memorialize these things in your mind. As a matter of fact, what you ought to do if you haven't done so is write everything out and put it in a place where you will look for it on a daily basis and read it over, because once you internalize all of those concepts, it is going to assist you with going faster in real estate. So you've put your plan, strategy, and goals in place. Got it. All right. So you need to ask yourself, who are the people I should have in my team at this point? Well, I think the people that you need to have on your team, I think you need to have a qualified real estate attorney, and I think you need to have a qualified real estate CPA. Now, why do I say real estate when I'm talking about attorneys and CPAs? Well, because of this. First of all, they have to understand the real estate investment business model. Now, there are CPAs out there that understand business models that have no clue about how to do real estate stuff. That's not the CPA for you. The CPAs that we have on our vendor program, those CPAs understand what we're trying to do. They are complementary to our efforts. So I would start with a CPA, and more importantly, I'd start with one that offers consulting services, because it is important to bounce your ideas off of people that are going to help you achieve those results. That simple. Same thing with your real estate attorney. You definitely want to have a real estate attorney, especially if you're going to do, multifamily properties. Maybe you need a real estate attorney for some of your single family stuff, depending on what you're going to do. But I think it's good to have somebody in your corner, whether you need to use them or not. It is good to have them in your corner so that you can progress. Heck, we've got attorneys that, they focus on the aspects of the private placement memorandum. They help you write that, and they help you write the subscription agreement so that you're meeting the standards of Lifestyles Unlimited white paper, and more importantly, that you're meeting the standards for your own business acumen. Along that line, we have attorneys that specialize in helping you tap into your 401k and avoid the penalty. There are ways to do that legally, and we've got attorneys that specialize in that. So, depending on the type of attorney you need, we most likely have them on our vendor list that are available to you. And I'll tell you, if we don't have people on our vendor list that you need, we will go out and we will help you cultivate that vendor team that you need, because no real estate investor at Lifestyles Unlimited should feel like they're unsupported, because we support you immensely and we love you to death. Now, let's talk about, some of the things that some of the people you're going to need as you go through the real estate investing cycle. When you're at the point where you're ready to find and evaluate properties, you're going to need certain people on your team. Obviously, the 20 real estate agents that we help you learn how to cultivate, those people are going to be on your team, because they're going to be out there looking at properties that are available. And basically, you're going to be using their time and their expertise, their knowledge, to bring you properties that could work. You're also going to cultivate some wholesalers out there. And it's important to understand how you need to work with a wholesaler, because what most of you don't realize is that a wholesaler is somebody that goes out, they find a piece of property, they get a contract on it, and it's a contract for purchase normally. And then they assign that contract to you as the real estate investor, and they charge a fee for doing that. They are not realtors. They don't have a fiduciary obligation to you or anyone. They're merely flipping a contract. So you need to understand that. But there are some wholesalers out there that do a very good job of doing that. They bring us good quality deals. And, in order for you to get those good quality deals, you've got to have some wholesalers on your team. Now, getting back to the real estate agents, they're, in my opinion, a better fit for your team, because they do come with, some sort of fiduciary obligation. And it may not be to you. It may be to the seller of a property. But they have to treat you fairly. There is an ethics component to what they do. So, wholesalers, not necessarily ethical, but not bad people. Real estate agents, very ethical, and for the most part, very good people. So these are some of the people that you need to have on that team. Another entity you need is a title company. Title company is very important, because they're the ones that are going to, help you do the transaction through escrow. They're also going to provide you the ability to buy title insurance on the property, which you need to have. And more importantly, they're a combat multiplier for you, because, once you take a property into escrow, they do a lot of the underlying work that is necessary for you to transact the property. You also might need to make a contact at your local municipality. It's a good idea to check zoning to see if a property that you're looking to purchase is properly zoned or properly titled. You know, there are people out there that will take a single family home, they'll divide it up, and they'll make it into a quote unquote multifamily property. They might, you know, we have that around where I live. They take these older, bigger mansions and they carve them up into like a sixplex. Well, the problem with that is this: if they don't get the zoning change to multifamily, you could have a problem if you're looking to acquire that property. So it's important to have some local municipality contacts because they'll help you. Now, when you go to purchase the property, your real estate advisors could be your real estate agent, or it could be that real estate attorney that you found earlier that's going to advise you on how to actually purchase the property. They can put the contracts together for you, and attorneys can actually do the same functionality that a title company can. So you have to figure out which way you want to go, because that is very, very important. Now, some of the other elements that you need to consider as far as people that are on your team, maybe you need to find a hard money guy or gal, a hard money asset lender, because they're going to provide funding for you so that you can acquire a property that normally wouldn't comply with any other type of financing, because it's distressed, it's dilapidated, it's got problems. You need to find institutional money maybe. Maybe you just need to have a good lender that can provide you with conventional financing. These are all different types of people that you need to have on your team. So, you know, you can't just have, well, maybe you can. I was going to say you can't just have one type of lender, but there are those lenders out there. They're rare that can provide you all of the instruments that you need in order to acquire a property, get the property renovated, and then do the takeout financing on the back end so that you're not stuck in a higher interest hard money loan, because the purpose of that hard money loan is to get you into the property and get you to renovate the property. The purpose of that conventional financing is to get you out of that hard money loan so that you can enjoy the fact that you've got cash flow coming in month after month after month. Now, when we come back, I'm going to get into, you know, some of the people you need to have on your team when it comes to renovating and leasing and refinancing the property. So stick around. We'll be back right after this.
As I sit here and read article after article and see TV show after TV show, the normal person out there on the street cannot overcome their fear to get to the analytical part of this whole process. I'm not afraid of, and I'm actually ready for, a recession, a crash of value of anything and everything. Why? It is the opportunity to do incredible stuff. But that's my analytical brain.
The United States has a very strong economy. We will return to our basic economic foundation. This is not going to be the end of the world for everyone. But you do need to take some action. And some actions will be more productive than others. And one of the things that I think you can do now is take this time, like you said, Del, people are going to be sitting at home, and you have a time right now to change your life. Make what you have work for you.
You need to get into lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the last segment of the show. Hey, we're talking about building your team, and we're giving you some ideas of who you ought to have on your team and what component of the, you know, the acquisition or renovation or leasing or holding component of the real estate investing business that you're working on with a particular property. Boy, I just said a mouthful, didn't I? Anyhow, here's some folks that I think you must have on your team during the renovation. And it's your contractors. Whether you're going to use a general contractor and that general contractor is going to take care of managing all the subcontractors, or whether you're going to act as your own general contractor and you're going to have your team of subcontractors all working on your behalf. There's no perfect solution. Some people like having the general contractor because of the ease of mind. I'm kind of one of those guys. Some people like the fact that they can control all of the subcontractors. They like being involved in the process, so they do it that way. Which way is correct? the one that works for you. That's the one that's correct. But here's the other thing. You know, I'm mentioning you have your contractors in place while you're doing the renovation, and that is very, very important. But there's another place where you need to have those contractors in place. That is while you're looking at and evaluating the property. Now, especially in your first couple of deals, you're going to want that contractor or those contractors to come to your property and give you an estimate of the cost associated with, you know, getting the building or buildings back up to the standard they should be at, so that you're offering the best product at the best price for the best people. They can help you calculate those numbers and give you an idea of what it's going to cost to rehabilitate the property. Very important information to have, because at a certain point, a property is either going to work or it's not going to work. And there, that is a financial number. So for some members of Lifestyles Unlimited, they want to see a cash flow of at least $200. Some want to see a cash flow of at least $400. Some would like to see a higher cash flow. Some want to see equity gain. They're not so focused on the cash flow, although we tell them, you got to have cash flow. So don't let an equity capture or a potential for equity gain, you know, eliminate the fact that you need cash flow, because cash flow is ultimately important. And if the property doesn't cash flow, then it's not helping you to get retired. So therefore, it is not a property you want to have in your portfolio. When it comes to doing that initial acquisition, you're also going to want inspectors on your team, property inspectors, people that, you know, have gone through specific training that can give you an idea of what's right and what's wrong within the property. They can give you a different look as opposed to the look that your general contractor is going to give you. And you can use both information to basically fine-tune your work plan for the property. I think inspectors are invaluable. I think they point out a lot of things that we might miss as real estate investors, and it's very important to have that inspection done. I also think that it's important to have that inspector come back after the improvements have been done, so that you get that second eye to review all the work that was done by your contractor, your general contractor, or your subcontractors. Because at the end of the day, we're not experts in everything. So we need people that are experts on our team to assist us. Now, you get the property all up and, you know, fixed up, and it's ready to go. It's looking great. It's definitely the best product at the best price for the best people in the neighborhood. You know, you've added maybe one extra key feature that other properties in the neighborhood don't have. And, you know, you're doing your rent analysis and you're determining, you know, what the rents for the property should be. And of course, we don't charge top of the market. We come in a little bit below that, because that gives us a pricing edge in the marketplace. But some of you are going to choose not to lease out the property or operate the property. We have Lifestyles Unlimited members that do it both ways. They either self-manage or they bring on a property manager and possibly a leasing agent. Just depends on how big the property is. Now, I'm not here to tell you who should be on your team. Now, that is completely up to you. I can just give you some suggestions. I can give you some ideas of who needs to be on your team. But really, it boils down to how you determine you will invest, whether you're going to be a single family investor, whether you're going to be a multifamily investor. Maybe you're going to do both types of investment. You know, there is no right or wrong answer. The answer is derived by the goals and objectives that you lay down for yourself. And I'm still going to harp on it. You've got to do that deliberate planning. You've got to put your mind into gear and get focused, because the last thing you want to do is go out and build a big team of people that are focused on the wrong objectives. Can you imagine the train wreck that's going to create for yourself? Yeah, it's going to be pretty bad, and you do not want to deal with that. So let's start from the beginning and see if we can get to the end before I run out of time today. So you've set an objective for yourself. You've set a goal for yourself. And that goal is to own 2 single family properties by the end of 2020. It is very doable You can get it done. We'll show you how to do it. It's going to take a little bit of money. It's going to take some time on your part, but not a lot of time. Really, what it's going to take is you taking action. So you've made that determination. You're going to own two single family properties. So maybe you've decided, I'm going to talk with a CPA that also does consulting because I want to make sure that I'm getting all the tax advantages. And more importantly, I want to make sure that my business structures are correct going forward. Maybe you bring that real estate attorney on board because you decide that I'm going to use a real estate attorney to do all of my title work and things like that. They can do that. Or you decide maybe I'm going to bring on a escrow and title company. However you decide, it's completely up to you. Now, I'm going to tell you that you need to bring a general contractor on. I mean, after all, this is my example. So I like to use a general contractor. I want that general contractor to come in and basically give me an analysis of what they think the property will require to remediate. I also like to have that home inspector because they go to the literally the nth degree in checking things, stuff that I wouldn't even check on my own because, well, to be honest with you, I wouldn't even think of it. So you've got these people on your team. Now, I've also got my conventional lender on my team, and I've got my hard money lender on my team, and I've already pre-qualified or pre-approved with the conventional lender, so I know I'm good to go on the back end. I've got an exit strategy, and my hard money lender is willing to take the pre-approval letter from the conventional lender as their approval, and they'll loan me the money. So I've got all these people in play that are ready to go. And I haven't even made an offer on the property. At this point, I am still in looking mode. I am still in let's figure it out, see if the property works for me mode. Now, if I do decide to, I forgot to tell you about the realtors that brought me the deal because I've cultivated 20 realtors that are out there looking for single family properties that meet my investing criteria. And that's how I found the darn deal. Totally forgot about those people. But you know what? They're part of the team. And that's my point. You've got to build this robust team that is focused on what you're trying to do. Now, if I was going to do, let's say, multifamily, okay, I might use some of the same members of the team, or I might use different members of the team. Now, I will tell you, there are general contractors that specialize in single family properties. That's what they do day in and day out. They do it extremely well. And there are general contractors that focus on multifamily properties. They do it day in and day out. They do it extremely well. They'll be the first ones to tell you, hey, that's not my lane. I don't do that. So depending on where your investing goals and objectives lead you, also depends on how you have to modify your team. Now, if you start off in single family and your goal and objective is to get two houses before the end of the year, then get on track to do that and make sure you've got the teammates that you need in order to help you get there. Let's say you get to the end of the year and you decide, you know what, I'm going to go do some multifamily stuff. I want to get a small multifamily community. Well, you may have to change out some of your teammates. Trust me, nobody's going to get upset at you. It's just the functionality of doing business. So you cultivate the team that you need. You cultivate the team that is going to be a combat multiplier for what you're trying to accomplish. You cultivate the team so that you can move forward with your real estate investing with the least amount of time requirement necessary because you are working on your business. You're not working in your business. And that is a huge, huge element that you have to understand. At Lifestyles Unlimited, we teach you how to work on your business, not in your business. And for those of you that you think you're going to check us out, you want to check us out, we would love to have you check us out. The easiest way to do it right now is to go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. Get yourself registered for an upcoming event and let us show you what the possibilities are. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. We'll be right back.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.